Step 10, closing the deal and moving on to your dream property. Boy, this is a tough one. The mechanics of real estate laws, zoning and code, so all of that is beyond the scope of this course. However, this is part of it. Step 10, closing the deal and moving on to your dream property or whatever it is that you're visioning and manifesting. But the part that will be the Achilles heel of many people listening to this, either live or in the recording, the Achilles heel will be the mindsets. Because you will talk yourself out of the ideal place by thinking things like, I could never afford that. That'll never happen. I just want to share a little story that's related to this. It's an example. Actually, we already had our flower diagram. We were already looking for land, and I was deep in the process, but I was also, this was also during my 7-year self-directed sabbatical. I attended a 10-day intensive with Marshall Rosenberg, the creator of a process called nonviolent communication. And immediately after that 10-day retreat, I flew to Colombia, South America to work with Marshall as a Spanish interpreter. It was a fascinating trip. Learned a lot. Also a very challenging time for me. That was months in the making for me to get to Colombia and for me to be his Spanish interpreter and the plane ticket and everything. And when the opportunity arose for me to go to Bogota with Dr. Marshall Rosenberg, there was no way that I would be able to afford the ticket. At the time, I just didn't have the financial resources to do it. So what I did is I wrote a list of everybody that I knew that I thought I had some rapport with, and I composed a really heartfelt email letting people know, here's this opportunity, and this would mean so much to me, and it could help a lot of people. And is there any way that you could support me? Just, it doesn't matter if you send me $5, $10, anything. And it started to happen. And I had somebody said, look, I'll put in a matching $300. If you raise $300, I'll throw another $300 in for my plane ticket to go to Colombia. So somehow, even with some people that I didn't even really know very well, the word spread and the resources showed up, the money showed up for me to do this trip that I had no idea where the resources were going to come from. The exact same thing happened when we found our dream property. Well, when we first moved to this place, we were here as renters, and we did an intentional community experiment. There were 9 adults and 2 children. And again, the owners had said, do your trial period as a community, and if it works out, we'll sell you the place. And we did our trial period, and we decided at the time that our purpose for living together was to explore the question of whether there was a larger purpose for us to continue living together. After about a year and a half of my living here, everyone decided that it didn't work out. And I actually said goodbye to the place and began the land search anew with another configuration of about 8 people. There were 8 of us that wanted to live in community and were looking for land together. And it was during that search for somewhere else that this place became available again. The people who had stayed decided to move, and the place became available. And I called the owners right away and said, is it for sale? Do you still want to sell it? And they said yes. And I sent them a really, really low ball offer. I made an offer of an amount of money that they actually wrote back slightly offended. And they say, sorry, try again. Well, what they were asking was not something that we could afford. Again, contacted friends, relatives, brainstormed ways to raise funds, and we were very, very fortunate. We had some people donating money toward our vision. A friend of ours gave us a loan. She gave us 20 years to pay it back at 0% interest, and we completed the last payment to her last year. So from places we weren't expecting, the resources showed up because we were clear about our vision and because we asked for assistance. And yet, all the money we were able to raise was below the seller's minimum. And so we said to the sellers, look, these are the resources available to us. This is what we have. We realize it's below your minimum, but this is our final offer because we can't afford anymore. So if you accept it, great. And if not, then go ahead and put it up for sale on the market. And because they knew our vision, because we focused on the relationship building, and they knew us and they knew our vision, they went below their minimum for us. So to me, that's outstanding. To me, that was amazing. But I just don't want you to psych yourself out, as they say. I don't want you to feel discouraged if you don't know where the resources are going to come from. I still want you to, when you're creating your flower diagram, to adopt the mindset of that you're going to create the vision of paradise times four. And I still want you to be committed to your vision. We just never know where the resources are going to come from or where support is going to come from. Some people listening to this live or the recorded version will already have the resources and they can just pick their place and buy it outright. Other people will say, that would never happen in my lifetime. And I want you to welcome that thought in, say thank you, and I'm still going to focus on my vision. So I'm not going to give you any attention. I don't want you to resist those thoughts because there's that old expression, what you resist persists. So this is not about suppressing those thoughts or trying to push them away. But just say hello, welcome, and I'm not going to give you much attention. It's kind of like some people who work with the radio in the background or the TV in the background. Allow those thoughts to be like that. Just don't give them energy, but focus where you want to focus. That is step 10 in this 10-step process. I'll say one more thing. If you've created your flower diagram, I really want to see it. I'd love it if you sent me a photo of it. So you can send it as an attachment to info, INFO, short for information, info at cascadiaworkshops.com, CASCADIA, workshops, plural, .com. And I'd love to know if you would give me permission to include it in the next version of the workbook, because I think that the more different examples I'm able to show people, the more inspirational and educational this will be for future participants in this process.
This concludes the course on how to find your dream property step by step. Please send us your feedback and questions to support@cascadiaworkshops.com. Check out our blog for more inspiration, tools, latest developments, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you so much, and may the force be with you.